Okay, the complete works of William Shakespeare in chronological order. This is The Comedy of Errors, written about 1591, which packs in about two or three seasons worth of Three's Company into a five-act structure. Basically, this plot line is about, well, it opens, let's say, with a merchant by the name of Aegeon, who has very poorly put into port at Ephesus, where the rule is that if you don't pay the tax, you're put to death, and he can't afford it. He's a merchant. Actually, has a tale of woe, and when the Duke confronts him at the jail, ready to pass sentence, he tells him this tale of woe. Aegeon does. Tells about how he was on a merchant ship with his wife and his twin sons, who also had twin servants. Catastrophe at sea. They were lost at sea, and the brothers were split up, and the servants were split up, and he's been searching for them ever since. The Duke says, "My goodness, this is quite a tale of woe. I'll tell you what, I'll give you 24 hours to find a friend or a relative who can pay this tax, because gosh, that's a sad story. But if they can bail you out, we'll waive the old death sentence." So then we cut to the fact that Antipholus of Syracuse and his servant Dromio are arriving in Ephesus as well, as merchants trying to cut a deal, and turns out that they look just like Antipholus of Syracuse. I'm sorry, Antipholus of Syracuse arrives, and Antipholus of Ephesus, they look the same. Antipholus of Ephesus is married to a woman in Ephesus, and Antipholus of Syracuse is not. Anyway, so there are two Antipholuses, and the two Dromios are misidentified throughout the play through a variety of means. Basically, what happens is that Antipholus of Ephesus is buying this chain for his wife, but the wife thinks that he's having an affair because he's buying the chain and isn't responding, and she yells at Antipholus of Syracuse, thinking that he's her husband, in a comedy of error. What happens is that then the real husband thinks that she's having an affair, and it spirals there. And one of the key components of the play is that everybody beats up on Dromio, either one. There's just constant physical abuse of this poor servant. Anyway, so it builds and builds, and there's accusations and jail time for people who have stolen the chain, though in fact it was given to the other guy, and lots of miscommunication, misunderstandings, and ultimately what happens is that the visiting Antipholus seeks sanctuary in an abbey. Where, as luck would have it, his mom, who was lost at sea, is the abbess, or I don't know, head nun, or whatever, at the abbey. And strangely enough, everything comes together at the end, where the Duke has brought the merchant, the old man merchant, to be executed, and gets thrown into this complaint of wives and husbands and everything, and it's revealed that they're all family. And so at the end, this big comedy bear is revealed. The sons bail the father out of jail. The father, is reunited with his wife, the abbess. The husband and wife are reunited, Antipholus and his wife, whose name I want to say is Adriana, I believe. Adriana's sister, Luciana, who Antipholus of Syracuse kept hitting on and caused problems because Luciana thought her brother-in-law was hitting on her. They have a chance of happiness there at the end. The very last moment is Dromio, the two Dromios, deciding they're not sure who's older, so they're just going to be, view themselves as equals. And that's sort of the long and short of it. So that's the... That's basically the comedy errors. It's actually pretty good. It's funny. Lots of what are now cliches, but are still funny. Even then, my favorite line is from Drum. I'm sorry. I'm not sure who it's from, but it's a line that says, "For slander lives upon succession. For every house, forever housed where it gets possession." I totally blew that, but it's a cool line, and it's a good thing about slander and everything. So that's pretty good. Anyway, so this is the complete works of William Shakespeare, Comedy of Errors, written around 1591, setting the groundwork for a great many of sitcoms to come. Enjoy.